This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that the way Israel is conducting its military operation in the Gaza Strip is, quote, creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged, quote, Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately. Minutes before his presser, the United Nations Security Council approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps, quote, to create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities after a week of vote delays and intense negotiations to avoid a veto by the United States. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict that over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. The UN and other agencies said Thursday that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving, in describing the crisis caused by Israel's bombardment and siege on the territory in response to Hamas's attack on October 7th. For more details and stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Some Catholic bishops say they will not follow the Vatican's new direction on allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Others have fiercely criticized it, with one bishop describing the new policy as a hidden, quote, evil. The strong reactions show how Pope Francis's move to make the church a more welcoming place for the LGBTQ plus community continues to spark resistance and rebellion among traditional Catholic leaders. Bishops in Poland, Kazakhstan, Zambia, Malawi, and elsewhere say they would not allow priests to give blessings to same-sex couples and are pushing back against the new policy approved this week by Pope Francis. Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala addressed his nation after a lone gunman opened fire Thursday in a university building in downtown Prague, killing at least 14 people and injuring more than 20 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack was the country's worst mass shooting, Fiala saying. There was no justification for what he described as a horrific act. He adds, today we're all deeply affected by the news of the tragic attack at the Faculty of Philosophy. People in the Czech capital have been trying to come to grips with the atrocity. Some came together to light candles to mourn the victims at an impromptu vigil by the university headquarters. Mourner Christoph Unger tells the AP he has friends studying in the facility.
They have just been really traumatized by the shooting there.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greece is planning to offer exclusive guided tours of the ancient Acropolis, its most powerful tourist magnet, to handfuls of well-heeled visitors outside normal opening hours. The program is part of an overhaul of ticketing policy for Greece's archaeological sites and museums. A culture ministry official said Friday that the new Acropolis tour, starting in April, will allow up to four groups that pay 5,000 euros each to visit the site in Athens without its usual crowds. Each group can have a maximum of five people, although individuals prepared to cover the full group fee are welcome to visit on their own. The official says the proceeds will be plowed back into cultural projects. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.